All right, guys, welcome back. MGM Market Abilities. We kicked Wyatt out.
We did.
Yep.
From the last, 2 weeks ago, we said leave, and he hasn't been back.
Yeah, I mean, a week ago. You were not very happy with his attitude towards having the biggest podcast studio.
You know, he could not, listen, my excitement cannot be contained, and he could not take it. It says a lot, man. When you grow this, look how much expansion we've had in like just a handful of years.
It's been a lot.
How many podcast studios are this large that you know?
Comment down below.
Yeah, comment down below if you know of a larger podcast studio, because I don't think that you do. I think we're it. We're the biggest ones. Yep.
All right. So today we are talking about the development stage of marketing. So if you're just starting your marketing, we see this all the time where they will just start out, it'd be like their first month.
Right.
Okay. And they're expecting like a billion sales.
Yeah. People are lined up around your building waiting to come in.
Yeah.
If you're a brick and mortar.
And that can only happen if you drop lots and lots of money on paid ads.
That's right. Prepping.
And we're talking like lots of money.
Yeah.
To get people in the door.
Yeah.
But if you want to build a little bit more organically, it takes time.
It takes time.
With like a really, like a normal budget that people have.
Time. Yeah.
It can take up to 3 months for you to even figure out what works and what doesn't. And then you can kind of press in on what works.
Right. Right. Yeah. And we've told people, you know, we don't require a contract. Nobody wants to hold your feet to the fire. If it isn't working, you know, walk, that's fine. Cause we're here to make money for you.
Right.
As I'm sure every other marketing ad agency is in the business to do the same. But you've got to invest in your business and let it ride. We've all heard this money, you know, or we've all heard this analogy about your money, you know, in the stock market. It's let it ride. You don't look at it. You don't, because you want it to have a return for you. It is not going to happen overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, a lot of day traders talk about that where they're like, yeah, you really don't start making money until you're 6 months in or maybe even the years.
And it's interesting. We have one client who has investors, some private investors, and from time to time we'll hear from this individual, well, they're getting upset. You know, they see all this money going out and they're waiting for some to come back in. And I'm like, it hasn't even been 6 months, you know, and you're talking about a brand new product, something new to the market that no one has ever seen before.
Yeah. And it's a product that you have to basically explain to people of like, hey, this is what it does and this is why we built it. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like it's one of those things that you don't know you need until you see it and you're like, I could actually use that for so many things.
100%. And what's, you know, you guys have heard of SEM, right? Or Google AdWords. And what happens when it's a new invention and there really aren't any keywords? People are not searching for it because they don't know they need it. They don't know it exists.
Yeah.
So we've got to have time to do that as well. You know, that's something for you to think about. When you go with the professionals, when you're starting your new business, they know what will likely work based on other similar situations. So you're really kind of banking on that. And I know with us at Growing Media, we measure everything. That's why it's very tough now. You know, we talk about placing some television in some sporting events. I mean, we had to buy Caitlin Clark the other night. There was a discount on WNBA. So we bought that for a couple of clients. And, you know, we'll put you in places like that. But that's your talk about place. I mean, there's really no way to measure it. You want people around the water cooler to talk about your whatever it is.
Sure.
Like I saw that last night in the game, right?
Okay.
But then they want to go to your website. They want to learn more. They want to see your social media, your digital. And I know you like this word a lot. And then, man, if we've done it for a while and we aren't getting the results, we're not afraid to
pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, and that also brings up like, you know, if there is something similar to the product or service that you're offering, look up people who are successfully marketing it.
And, no doubt.
And you can even, not necessarily copy exactly what they do, but you do it in your own way and do it in a creative way and you know, see what types of ads are performing well. Because most of the time you can jump on Facebook or whatever and you can actually see how this person's ad is performing. Mm-hmm. Like you can see all of their analytics as well.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and just throw this out there because this is what we do for our clients here as we're broadcasting from what is the largest podcast studio within a production room inside Growing Media Marketing. Yeti. I stalked you, your pages. I looked at Yeti because Yeti is luxury. Yeti is something that
higher priced,
but it has a functionality that's very similar to this new product that we're going to tell you about called Chillwear. Chillwear has actually been on this show.
Yeah.
A thing of few words, you know, it didn't have a lot to say. But we actually had Chillwear. You didn't watch that episode?
No, I did.
Okay.
No, I did.
I mean, Rob tried to do the voice for it.
I know. It was bad.
It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, essentially, Chillwear does for food what Yeti does for your beverage.
Yeah.
Right? Correct. It can keep it cold. It can keep it that steady 37, I think.
37 degrees.
And then with a flip of a switch, if you've got something from the oven, a lasagna, whatever, you want to feed your neighbors, your friends, and you want it to stay warm throughout the evening, it can take it to a balmy 167. I think that's it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to see what Yeti had done.
Right.
And done so well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Yeti, if you'd like to mention Chillwear in some of your stuff, that'd be great. How much money do you think Yeti has spent on advertising?
Are you talking about overall?
A lot.
Ever?
A lot.
Insane. Like millions.
Yeah. We'd like to hear from you, Yeti. Yeti. There is a spoof, I think, of how they came up with the name and what they were going to charge and such. And it's funny. Have you seen that?
No, online? I don't think
so. It's really funny. It's like, you know, what's something big and cold, and they threw around a bunch of ideas, but the Yeti, you know, it's like there it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not going to charge you what you could get an igloo for. I mean, they want you to pay for a Yeti. It's like,
it's way more expensive than an igloo.
3 to 4 times more than igloo.
Wow.
And they're killing it.
They are killing it.
Yeah.
But also, crazy, to be fair to them, their product does work.
It does work.
It works super well.
It is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need, I don't know, I feel like the tops should not be allowed to be removed. That's a big thing for me, is I'm missing a lot of tops on my Yetis.
Oh, the actual cups.
The lids.
Yeah, see,
the lid is part of it.
I don't have like one of those cups. I just have like a Yeti cooler.
Of
which
course
I think
do.
Well, I didn't buy it, but.
Oh, it was a gift? Which,
yeah, it was.
Okay. Yeah. But Most people get their Yeti cooler because it's a gift.
It works super well.
Yeah.
Like, it'll keep ice in there for days. So it's really impressive.
Yeah. So look, you know, what I'm saying is we're paid to sit around and have these just crazy conversations all day about your business and ways to make you successful. And we want you to be successful, because if you're not successful, we aren't successful. And make sure that you align yourself and your company with a marketing or ad agency that feels that way, because we're vested, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't sleep at night if we're not selling a certain number of Chillwear every single day.
Literally, you do not sleep.
I do not sleep.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
I want to be successful.
Right.
I'm banking on it, baby, for retirement. Chillwear. Well,
part of it is like, yeah, you want to be successful, but I think there's an essence to it where you care so much about the client and them being successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause alternatively that will always bring us success, which is great. But like, I just feel like you get really vested in each client that we have.
I do.
To really succeed, because you want to see it flourish and you really believe in it, which is great, because I think there's a lot of people out there who just like want to shoot the video and
they don't care. They walk away.
Yeah. Then they walk away and then be done.
And we heard today that there are some people out there that are not making their deadlines. Like when you shoot a Christmas video and you deliver it like April of the next year. What? That was a thing.
I wonder what calendar he's working on.
No doubt.
It's not the calendar that everybody else uses.
Yeah, no doubt. I hope he's not watching. But truthfully, you know, we too, that's what people should realize. We too are small business owners.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And we know what that feels like. If you don't have the dividends, you don't have the money coming in.
Right.
It's scary.
Yeah.
And I ain't about that
very
life.
Scary.
I ain't about it.
Yeah.
No. All right, guys. Well, the reason we created Market Abilities was, you know, just to share with you the mistakes, the triumphs, the victories, the fact that we're now broadcasting from a large podcast studio, and we invite you. I mean, that's another way we're going to get your business noticed, is come and be part of our podcast.
Yeah, we love to have guests on, even if you aren't currently working with us at all. Like we just love to interview people and see other ideas. And
yeah,
what works, what hasn't worked. Maybe
ask
like
hard
even
question.
Yeah.
Hard question.
And yeah, so I mean, comment down below or send us a DM on our socials, because we would absolutely love to have you on. And we can do Skype and yeah, whatever.
We'll have you right up there. It'd be great.
Yeah. So don't feel like you have to be in the studio, even though we would prefer that. We would love to have you here and love to hang out with you. And yeah,
if you have a private jet, I mean, we have a landing strip near here, and then we will find out where you're from and we can determine if we want to go back with you.
Yeah, that could, wow.
That's a great way to start a new relationship.
I was really not, I was not prepared for that journey that you just took us all on.
I am not afraid. That's where I am at this point in our life, is just make every day exciting. You know, don't be afraid to get on someone else's private plane if it lands near you.
That's the key takeaway from today. Don't be afraid to get on someone's private plane.
That's big. That is really big. Hey, okay. We haven't been together in a while. You good?
I'm doing all right.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You got this book over here.
Yes.
Daily Laws.
Yeah, by Robert Greene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do these people know about it? I wonder.
I don't know. I think some people know about it. He wrote the 41 Laws to Power or something, which I haven't read that one, but someone recommended this to me because it's like a law for each day. It's because it's like a 365 days. Yeah.
What kind of law? Probably not get on anybody else's private plane if it lands near you.
Listen, it might be in there.
It could be in there. I get it. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're going to share it with us on the next podcast. You think you'll be into the book by then?
Hopefully, yeah.
Is that what you do? You just get a book and you set it on your desk and you think about it for a while?
No, I this is what I do whenever I'm taking breaks from editing.
Okay.
Because I don't like to get glossed over, which happens to me, where I'm not creative. So either I will take a walk, I'll go on like a 10 to 15 minute walk, or okay, I will read if it's like raining outside or something, right?
How long do you read?
Like 10 to 15 minutes.
And do you bill Growing Media for those hours that you're reading?
Why would I bill Growing Media for the hours that I'm reading?
He does. He bills you, the client. Don't worry about it. It's fine because he's just empowering himself. It's going to be a better edit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else?
I think that's it. Just be patient whenever you first start editing, to market yourself, because I mean, things can really take off after a year of consistency. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to grind for like that first 6 months to a year and it's going to feel like you're going nowhere.
Yeah.
Like there are times you're going to be like, why am I doing this? Why is it worth it? Why am I spending money on this? Why am I spending time on this? But if you truly like want it, you have to just be consistent and kind of trudge through the mud.
That's right.
For a little bit.
That's right. It will pay off. What you put into it.
And it's like time and time again, almost everybody I've seen who's consistent and have a good message and have good quality content and a product, mm-hmm, like you can't lose. Mm-hmm. You just have to wait it out.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, if it's something people want, they're going to eventually find you and they're going to take from you what you have because it is good and they do want it. But, you know, another little takeaway is when people call us, sometimes they're afraid to call us because they're like, oh, we couldn't possibly afford a marketing ad agency. We always tell people we can work within any budget. Yeah. Just keep your expectations in line with your investment. And that also has to do with your success level.
Right.
There it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was it. All right, guys. Yeah, market abilities.
Yeah, follow us on socials. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And then follow Growing Media on YouTube, where we post all these episodes, shorts, and even videos that we're currently producing for our clients and stuff. Like we just highlights and stuff that, you know, behind the scenes.
I love watching you on the spiel, by the way. I think your promos are really good.
Oh, all the talking promos?
Yeah.
I try to say something different every time.
Hi, guys. It's me, Lucas. I'm back. You missed me. How was that? Was that pretty good?
That's actually pretty spot on.
That was it. Yeah, it was. Check that out over at spielon.com. So, yep. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.